The last one that I want to talk about today is thinking infield is the enemy, right? That's a really big thing. I always say, like, less thinking, more making moves. Like, you don't want to sit there and analyze, because what's going to happen is you're going to go into your head, right? Like, a lot of talk has been made about being out of your head, being in moment, in state, whatever you want to call it. The basic idea is you're not generally doing very well gaming when you're thinking a lot about game. Because the more you do that, the more you're just thinking and overanalyzing. And we all have a tendency to overanalyze in the community. So instead of, like, and you'll see this a lot. You'll see this a lot in a couple different situations. The first one is before going in. That's where you usually see it, because guys are so freaked out that, A, they're running through all the bad possibilities that could happen. B, they're trying to think of what they're going to open with. And C, they're trying to think of where they're going to stand and how they're going to get over there. And so it's really important that as soon as you see a group you want to approach or a girl you want to approach, you don't think about it and you just go in. I think TD described this recently as like using the autopilot, like as if you're in a plane and you don't know how to fly this plane, and you're just kind of like, okay, man, like, give me the manual, right? Like, show me how to fly the plane. And that's what you're doing to your brain. By conditioning yourself to just go in, you're putting your brain under a tremendous amount of pressure to make something happen. And so what's going to happen is your brain really wants to avoid that social embarrassment. So it's going to start to respond to the conditioning, right? And it's going to give you good shit to say. It's one of the ways that you can become spontaneous, is to just force yourself into these situations. Yeah. And so you don't want to think at all.